Post-match show from the Glenbrook after Liverpool have lost again 2-1 to Manchester United. I've got Neil Docker, I've got Andy Bellner, David Cabanam, and Damon, I don't like losing, it's shit, and they keep doing it.
Yeah, and just before we started here, someone says, oh, let's make each other feel better. And you just said there, you said the exact right things, John. I don't want to feel better after that. I mean, as a Liverpool manager, as a Liverpool team, getting beat by them is a bad thing. Getting beat by them when they're completely shite is another thing. We haven't got any excuses today. You can't be dispassionate about a fixture like this, and you can't be dispassionate when you come straight in the alehouse with your mates talking about the team that you love. And I haven't looked at the stats, and I don't usually. I'm sure if you looked at the possession and the chances and this and that and the other, there's a case that Liverpool might have drawn. There's a case that Liverpool might have won. But it's about key moments, and it's about key players doing key things at the right time. I thought their goal was excellent, and Wemo was a good player. He got his run right. Fair play to him. You know Slabhead's going to head a corner at some point during the game. And so Liverpool have got to do better than that. And I don't think it looked like our players were trying harder than them. And sometimes life's just about that. So I don't want to be overly horrible about Liverpool. Getting beat away to Palace, getting beat away to Chelsea. There's points you can make about that. But there is no solace getting beat by Man United at home when they're completely shite and even their fans know it. It's a shocker.
Yeah, last year I thought Man United were really good. When they came here, they drew 2-2. There was all the stuff going on with Trent. It was dreadful. But I thought United were very good. I don't think they had to be particularly good today.
Correct.
I think they turned up. They scored in the first minute. They scored late. And they go home and get that 3 points, and that's not good enough.
Well, this is the thing. It's not as if we haven't been warned, right? So ever since the 7-0... the Christmas after, we're top of the league, we play Man United at home, everyone's saying, could it be 7-0 again? Could it be more than 7-0 again? They come, they park the bus, they get a 0-0. The year after that, United are absolutely dreadful again. They come to Anfield, could it be 7-0 again? It's 2-2, they're better than us. So we've had two warnings of this fixture not being based on the form book in any way, shape or form. Like no derbies, well, it's not a derby, but like no rivalries are. They up their game, they come to Anfield, it's their cup final. Their fans are delighted with anything at Anfield. And we on a third time, we don't learn any lessons whatsoever.